אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the part of the letters, page 753, letter 52. In the middle, you have written to me. There is no English text for that one. You can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be live. Again, the book of Baal HaSulam, letter 52, page 753 in the Hebrew book, beginning with "You have written." You have written and demanded that I receive you as a student, and you also suspected that I somehow am not happy with you, and that I have more than enough students. And the truth is that your burden is heavier on me than the others. And that is because, unlike the others, you are of a high pedigree. And surely you've heard that the Rav Elimelech did not want under any conditions to receive privileged students. And the Rav of Rufshitz pleaded and cried before Rav Elimelech, but it was in vain until he could shake off the scent of his pedigree, and he said unto him, "How is it my fault that my dad is so privileged?" And only after he recognized the truthfulness of his words did he receive him. And do not be surprised, because according to the opinion of landlords, it appears that the privileged one is closer to the Creator than a commoner, since he is watching his father's good deed since he was a child, and this childhood training is set in his heart. But the matter is that in each and every movement in the work of the Creator, one finds two opposites in a single subject. As I've written in length in my previous letters, which is because the receiver is made of a body and a soul, which are opposite to one another. Therefore, in each attainment, whether small or great, he has to make a unified subject of two opposite forms. And there are two general rules to the work of the Creator. First is the prayer and request. The second is praise and gratitude. And it is clear that these two must be at their highest degree. Yet, in order to complete the prayer, a person has to feel the Creator's closeness to him as a precondition, like an organ which is detached from his place, since then he can complain and pour out his heart before him. But opposite that, on the matter of complete praise and gratitude, a person must feel the closeness of the Creator to him as an addition or luxury which does not belong to him at all, since, as written, "Who is a man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him?" Since surely then he can give praise and gratitude to his great name in fullness for choosing him among all of those who stood before him to serve the Creator. And this is great work for a man, to unite these opposites and set them in his heart for eternity at once. And the second aspect mentioned above is to favor feeling himself lowly and distant from the Creator. And this is an immeasurably heavier concept than the first. And for the most part, all those who are rejected usually fail in the second concept. And in that, you should know that the privileged is further away from the second concept compared to the commoner, since he feels the Creator necessarily favors him, and see that it is so. And with all the above, I do not possess this suspicion, since I have resolved with myself to the Creator to work before him in everything I can find. There is no work too heavy in this world if it fits the glory of His name. And moreover, I always love and seek the great exertions to give Him contentment. And the proof is that I chose the land of Israel as my place of work, where the dominion of the Sun is the strongest. And moreover, in Jerusalem, where even the holy Ari was afraid to establish his seminary. And I also gathered into my seminary those privileged of the people of Israel, of Jerusalem, sorry. And from all of that, you could know that I do not escape my work, rather that it's up to you alone. And remember that forever.
No, why did you elect this part? I don't know, but excerpt. But seemingly there is some interest, so ask. Well, ask.
Yesterday, we studied letter 52. There was one issue there. This is another issue. We simply continued the letter. We divided it into two separate issues.
You're a scholar, right? You learn the issues.
It's too long to study at once, so we divided it.
Okay, what shall I say? Every person feels because he is a separate element from the others, as the soul has its own root. Hence, everyone feels himself as a unique person, because indeed this is how he is, that each and everyone has integration, a special composition of qualities that does not exist in anyone else. Hence, each one thinks this way, and indeed, rightly so. We learn it also in the article, the peace, etc., and other sources, origins. Hence, everyone have their right to correct himself and to bring himself as he is, and must guard his uniqueness. However, do not confuse that with pride, whereby already prevents the person from advancing, because he begins to appreciate himself not as a unique broken piece, rather just a unique piece, and this is becoming an obstacle. Also, we should understand that we aren't so. We don't know the sentences of the souls, from what root each and everyone is. This is opened up to a person only after a specific degree. He is capable of reading in people what is the root of their soul, and accordingly to assist them. If he haven't reached that state, he can't see it and he can't help them either. It depends on one another. And then he can manage them more correctly. However, the person himself does not know. And we see how many tens and hundreds, maybe thousands of people are revolving around this matter of revelation of godliness. They come, they enter, some continue, some take breaks, leaving, coming back for a few years, or need to really distance themselves and not to be too close to this burning fire as it appears to them. Some leave. Until when? It is not on the horizon, might be a matter of incarnations even. And also we can't understand in the ordinary eye what is happening. We need to treat everyone equally, other than he who accuses, as Rabash writes, hence those who are working to divide the group, to break it, to remove people from the work. These guys need to truly, these people need to be kicked out and as far as possible. But all the others, all the doubts, questions, one leave, one come back, it's all permitted. It depends on the environment. The more it will strengthen itself, and all those, even though our relatives, even all the privileged, rather, here we don't have privileged or people that are more unique, special. What we have is only people who, with all their evil incarnation and still uncorrected qualities, are more devoted. Nevertheless, they understand that there's no other way. Hence, there's room for them. Moreover, sometimes we think that a person who is more heavy, he has like a greater soul, and then it's harder for him to move, to shift, like kind of a big car versus a light, small car. The light and small just zip around quickly forward, and the heavy one is slow and difficult. So, yes and no, we can't examine accordingly. However, Bala Sulam writes specifically that there is uniqueness in that a person is being for a long time on the low degrees, in the beginning of the path where he finds it difficult to move from one state to the next. And this is over his attempts, because by that he's scrutinizing all his connection with a greater number of souls. Well, that's, again, do you have anything? I don't remember where, what form exactly it was written. That, well, later on. Yes. What?
I want to again emphasize, yesterday we talked about the whole thing of demand the Lord when He is nearby, call upon Him when He is near, in that same letter. Here the emphasis is...
And then today also you have the preparation for the lesson accordingly.
No, well...
Well, it was written about that.
Well, everything is always connected, but here the emphasis of Bala Sulam is about prayer and request, praise and gratitude. These are two opposites in the same subject, and it's great work for a person that has to compose himself of these two opposites. That was the main thing here, and that's what we're asking to focus on. The thing about the person with high pedigrees, a different topic. Ayalon from the Jerusalem group is asking about that. What does it mean that it, when it says that a person has to reach the full highness, the full height of those two opposites, to the full degree of those two opposites, a prayer and request, praise and gratitude?
We have no vessels to examine it as yet, none. Only with respect to the group, that's the only thing that more or less, according to the corporeal examination, you can say there is certain... adaptation to matching to spirituality to some extent, but beside that, none. Because here, with respect, you are with respect to the group, to the teacher, the studying, even studying not, because it might be intellect. So in the two, the student is always in kind of objection. And then with respect to that, he can examine himself somehow to the extent that he is attempting or not, coming near or not. However, with everything else, it's only his clean, pure ego, net ego as he works. Here, at least, is a collision and objection, and they are the collision and the conflict. They are working in accordance with spirituality somehow. Yes.
Can I ask about the preparation?
Yes.
The difference between the scrutiny that one does in his mind and the spiritual scrutiny as a result of adhesion with Rav, the group, and the books. What is the difference between the two? When the courses is revealed, how do you identify, recognize if the scrutiny is indeed out of my adhesion, or the scrutiny is out of whatever psychological things that I've built over the years?
I can't catch it. I'm not in it.
In the preparation for the lesson, you said that every moment additional courses is revealed to the person, and if he's in adhesion with the Rav, the books, and the group, then he has the opportunity to use the courses in the right way towards his advancement.
Well, by that he realizes the...
Yes, exactly. And if he's not in adhesion, then as if...
How can he realize it? In who else is here? Other than the Creator, what else is here? So how will he realize it if not with his commitment to them? Through them he receives spirituality. If I'm advancing towards the goal, and my goal is within the group, in direction where the Rav indicates, and in the study as he teaches, then it turns out that here could be the realization of each and every Shemot that is revealed to me is broken. So where else there's a place of realization? Yes?
The realization is here. There's no doubt about that. I'm asking about, you said that a person can be confused. He can think through a psychological scrutiny. He might think that he's also advancing as if towards the goal, and it's completely not advancing.
Yes.
So I'm talking about that point, how to recognize that indeed the person is in this right scrutiny. And
so I'm telling you, if he connects every Shemot evoking him, meaning every moment in life, pretty much. Every moment in life could be, could have thoughts about the North Pole or white bears. It doesn't matter what. If he grasps his thought and scrutinizes it with respect to our group and the study, that in it he wants to realize the goal, not through them to break into another dimension, rather within them he wants to scrutinize his thought, for nothing comes other than from within the Shemot. So if he aims himself in such way, he's already in the right direction towards realizing the Shemot. Yes?
What does it mean to realize the Reshimot within them?
Well, where is the quality of bestowal revealed to him, if not in the right attitude with the friends and the Rav and the studying? Where else? I'm asking you, in what matter? How should I put it? In what matter, in what desires? Where is it revealed? Would you think there is a spiritual world?
No.
No?
So now to recognize that you are advancing, is that the ability of going above reason more and more each time?
I don't know what above reason means. These are empty words. You just say, people just say above reason. But reason meaning, although over the same thought that awakens in me, which could be just as if appear to me as a coincidental, just this or that, doesn't matter what, I attach it to have the group in the study in order to discover and reveal there the rudimental quality of bestowal that exists in nature called Elohim, the roaring force, the up force. Why superior, supreme? Because I discovered that this particular force is what arranged the Shimon Midat alien thought in order for me to reveal him. At the end of my investigation and revelation, I discovered that he is the upper one, he is the first, and he is the last. Yes, Eli.
How in this investigation not to enter an intellectual scrutiny, how to keep it, to make it the right scrutiny?
Intellect need to be there. You must not cancel the intellect. However, if a person throw away the feeling, he does not have the right echelon of what is it that he's scrutinizing, because the intellect is in order to scrutinize the feeling. To the extent that I love or hate, to the extent that I near or far, then our scrutiny is by the intellectual measuring of emotional discernments. Yes.
The fact that I'm now thrown into various other thoughts, this is called an emotional discernment, right? Emotionally, I'm thrown somewhere. I've been thrown, tossed into a thought about white bears or whatever. Now I'm trying to think, how do I connect that to Rav, the group, the books, how that situation came to be, and how through it I'm again attached to the Rav, the books, and the group. So within this chain...
Yes, so you take this whole disturbance that you have in trying to be along with it, with all this mess, all that there is, to be within our group and books. Books meaning the studying. It's not only that. Well, clarify that. Okay, so to be within them. And then, say you fell into it, and now you've cleaved on to them with all your heart and soul, and now you are arranging your disturbance so that it will integrate there too in all that you are in adhesion with them. Like that. Don't take the disturbance and wish to enter them with it. That doesn't work out. It's kind of a round entry, and you try with a square appearance trying to enter them. Rather, you'll enter by annulling it and restricting it, say, and you are... So when you are within and you feel the connection with them, then gradually you open it up. Then it will fill up all the spaces and all the corners that will help you further to connect with them. This is the practical advice. Otherwise, it is very difficult. There are many things maybe we should... We never start with the left leg, always right, always heading towards adhesion. And once we are in it, as if canceling the left, then we enter adhesion, then we open up the left to the extent possible, join it, add it to the right line, and then by that we build the so-called middle line.
How, assuming that I managed to somehow restrict it and enter into the Rav group in the books as much as I'm capable, how does the opening up, the expansion of this disturbance is done later on? What does it mean to open it up?
You then, controlling it, the fact you entered them, you joined them, you have restricted that disturbance, by that you are now... You can control it. You are opening it gradually and constantly examining to what extent it enters and fills up the gaps, to what extent by it or through it you can be cleaving on further or adhere more. Well, you turn it into help as assistance, as we learned in the preparation. What was it there? That the righteous would follow it and the wicked would fail in it. The ways of the Creator are straight, the path of the Creator. As one begins to use it correctly, you discover that by the revealing the disturbances, the Creator revealed to you, where you discover the disturbances, He reveals to you where can you add in adhesion, all in such way. So man's problem is that usually he cleaves on to the disturbance and he cannot let go of it. No, you need to hold it and along with it enter. This is the beginning of faith above reason. That although this is how it is, I restrict it, and first of all, I receive the governance of the Upper One. This is what it means that I hold on to this disturbance and enter as if into the bull. And then once achieving the adhesion, I can work with that disturbance. But that's already degrees of yenika, sakling, and mochin. In Mohin. Yes, Danny.
Thoughts about white bears, that's simple, because it's obvious to me that it's a disturbance. What if I have some thought that appears to be good towards Kabbalah in the way that I understand, and actually every thought that I understand, I have to rise above it?
Yes, what's the problem? What's the difference?
Everything, even if now I'm as if within the wisdom of Kabbalah and I understand something.
Even if now you have a thought that you think about the Creator, I don't know, good, it does good, everything is fine. This is a thought that comes in order to help you ascend. Otherwise not. Otherwise you wouldn't have felt. Because let me tell you, the fact you are feeling something within the desire, within a thought, you are feeling something negative. You are feeling the gap, always a gap between the desirable and the available. Even in the best thought, it lacks certain addition of exertion on your part that for it to disappear. So why such good thoughts disappear about the Creator, about love? Why can't I dwell in them constantly, more than the second of the work? No, the moment of the work? No, because you can't advance on the right. You see, it becomes the shell of the right if you remain one more moment on the right. It's good we begin to feeling a way around here. Yes, electricity.
So I can't keep my thoughts. I can't stay with the thoughts on the right too long. I can't stay with the thoughts on the left too long. And I constantly have to push myself inwards. You constantly give an example about how a mother cares for the child. It's constantly in the back of their head, always there. That's as if where we need to be, and it's impossible. You're always being tossed from one side to the other. You know, how do you keep that?
That's exactly what needs to be. But you aren't feeling the swing if you constantly hold on to the goal. And then that swing, you feel as swings, you feel as a force that actually pushes you forward, that advances you. If you aren't holding on to the goal, it throws you to the right and left in all kind of directions. Correct. However, if you're holding on to the goal, you're feeling that it isn't coming this way to confuse you from side to side, rather to constantly push you.
I don't even know what to ask. I want to ask, how can you live that way?
If advancing forward, why not? From good to better to better.
No, but how to run away from these swings?
By holding on to the goal. How? Through group studying, you're holding on to the goal in order to discover the Creator, the quality of bestowal, in order to cleave on to it, discovering it truly. The richness, joy, by you feeling that you're bringing contentment to someone, all that through contentment to the teacher, the group, and the recognition of the exalted studying in that state, and you're constantly advancing in the good. I don't understand. First and foremost, there has to be a decision. Everything that happens in my life is in order to advance me. That's it. First and foremost, that. Make that as a decision. There's no bad. It's only good. That's it. Everything in order to advance. Advance oneself. Well, there are many verses and phrases about it by Rabbi Nachman and others.
Ken.
Yes.
There is a situation where you're sitting before the book, and the whole lesson, you don't hear anything. You aren't able to listen, you can't hear anything, there are constant disturbances. What does that say? That this is something that can actually advance you even more?
It is a very good aid. That you can, throughout the entire lesson, from the beginning till the end, to be in an effort, on top of the disturbances, to try and be with everyone. I have no thought, I have no desire, I have one big confusion. I, like a drunk, like a junkie with a fog in my mind. What shall I do? Well, I need to cleave on to others. Now I'm unconscious. So they should turn me into something.
So if I'm sitting here and as if I understand the materials, I listen, I feel that I'm connected, I have intentions, this is not a good state? Or you can say that in a very decisive way, what is good, what is bad.
The good state means that I attribute what I study to my relationships through of the group and the studying to the Creator. That's a good state. If I'm not ascribing my studying to that, then I'm not studying Torah, that the light in it reforms. I have no goal. Rather, my goal is what? To know what he wrote. What is he writing? Well, he writes, Achan pin abeni mazon isu, da da da. And what? I don't ascribe it to myself, because had I ascribed it to myself, I would first cleave on to our group and books, and then try and discover what he writes about, because everything written about in the books is written that has to realize in them as a connection between us. The network of the connection between us is what the wisdom of Kabbalah is telling about. Because you have no other vessel, you have nothing else that exists other than that.
So as if I don't have to, I shouldn't believe myself during that time that all the disturbances come, because many times when the disturbances come, and if you believe yourself and you start investigating the disturbances, you're totally being thrown out. So maybe I shouldn't believe in myself. And
I don't know what believing in yourself means. Well,
think about things, stay in that.
No. Remaining within the disturbances, it's the worst thing. Then you start doing corporeal calculations. That's totally not on the path.
So I can measure that when the disturbance come. I can now measure if I stay in that state or immediately cleave to the friends. Is there anything I can measure here?
Hence I'm saying, first, when you discover that this disturbance governs you, then you must restrict it and cleave on first and foremost to the group. By that, you begin to scrutinize it in Ibu and Ikamochin. If you aren't cleaving onto them, you have nothing to scrutinize it by.
How will I restrict it the moment that it comes? It came now. Suddenly I think about the greater harm. And how do I restrict it? What do I do? What do I think about? Connection? Suddenly I say, well, the friends are, you know, there.
If you aren't thinking about the connection, you will remember about it later on and regret that it did not happen to you earlier, and understand that you had a wrong preparation with the environment. That through usually pride, you aren't cleaving sufficiently to them, and you aren't, it doesn't rule or affect you sufficiently, because you are unique. As he writes here, the one of high pedigree. Why isn't he wants to receive this high pedigree students? Well, that's a great problem. Yes.
Доброе утро. Когда группа каббалистов через какие-то помехи приходит к ощущению разбиения,
when a group of Kabbalists of all kinds of disturbances reaches the feeling that there is a shattering, a breaking, how can the group work with that?
If all the group is in a crisis, as we have now with the Moscow group, has nothing to do if she wants to save, rather it if it needs to be among the rest of the groups as one person, as a person towards the group, so a group towards the rest of the groups. To understand that in such way a group cannot decide anything correctly. It cannot exist, for it itself is in total shattering, breaking, in exile from spirituality, in distance. And what it needs to do first and foremost is to cleave on to the right environment, being the rest of the groups, and to integrate in them like a drop of semen within the womb, and then begin to start examining itself to what extent it is capable of awakening disturbances in order to remain in adhesion. And then by the disturbances should increase the adhesion, and then she'll understand that all these disturbances came in order to increase the adhesion and advance. And otherwise, they'll enter scrutinies among them and begin to argue and divide, and by that ruin themselves. Let's hope it won't happen, but there's that danger. I'm talking about the Moscow group itself. Yes.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
Bonjour, Rav. Si on était capable d'adhérer au groupe en permanence,
if we were able to work in a group permanently,
seconde après seconde, est-ce que les pensées négatives auraient la même portée?
Towards unity, connection, moment after moment, would all the negative thoughts disappear?
No, the thoughts obviously wouldn't disappear. Rather, we will decipher them correctly in the right pace and in high speed. We would advance. Because every time I would feel, how shall I put it?
כוח התקדמות הוא תמיד כוח שלילי.
The force of advancement is always a negative force. That something has to burn within this combustion, this oven of the steam engine or the pistons that work in a straight and opposite manner. Everything that produces advancement in us works in an opposite manner, and then there's a mechanical mechanism, or internal, psychological, or spiritual, that advances it in the right manner. It is always so, because it's impossible. The advancement is always in two forces. Hence, disturbances are never disappearing. Rather, on the contrary, whoever greater than his friend, his desire is greater than him. He's to get even greater disturbances. And if there aren't greater disturbances, one need to think that seemingly I was forgotten. And I'm not given the ability to advance. All we need to do is to prepare ourselves in advance to be as to prepare the womb, in short, whatever I got to do. When will the alien thought fall in me, and by that I'll have to enter extra adhesion with the group? I don't know. Because the revelation, disclosure of the Reshimot isn't depend upon me. Although in my preparation I bring about the emergence of the Shemot, for the emergence further emergence. However, it is upon me to strengthen up that connection, to prepare the womb. Yes.
Si on arrive à équilibrer ces deux forces opposées,
if we succeed to calibrate that, then the force is inverted. The point of balance, can it cancel one of the two forces?
It's not canceling. Each and every disturbance is a positive force that is revealed in me negatively because it is after the shattering. Why the disturbance itself in the module, how should I say, in the absolute value, I need it in the total value. I need to advance. The disturbance comes to me in an opposite manner from advancing. However, for me to invert it into advancement, by me inverting it, I'm understanding how shall I work with it, how should it integrate with the general system. I need constantly, before me there's a machine, and every time, every screw, every mechanism, every part and part, I see how wrong it is, and I twist it to be right. And then when I arrange all those systems together, I receive a complete system, all those elements together. Otherwise, I wouldn't know how to work with it, and this is my soul. Grandpa.
Rav, a single one person, the moment that he feels it is working incorrectly, he turns to his group, and he receives support. How can a group feel that it's working incorrectly?
It can't. It can't. Only if it prepares its good connection with the other groups. Hence, now when we discover there in all kind of groups, in Spain, Moscow, in Siberia, and all kind of groups, we discover disturbances, we need to understand that it is all because there is no sufficient connection among all the groups, so that among us there be such terms, such fields, the general womb, the general environment, in which we can correctly in a safe manner we can advance. This is what we need to care for. And I'm really regretting seeing what is happening in the groups and friends that allow themselves to forget of everything like that. Really, it's things that are occurring. Well, these are good disturbances towards advancement, but they need to be used correctly. And regrettably, I don't see it so. I think that we need, we need all to stand up and ask the groups what's going on with them. We've been advertising a list of the groups, of the people in the, how is it called, in Sviva Tova, for them to write themselves down. Maybe 2,000 people enrolled. What is it? Speaking of a lack of understanding, that only by that they can advance, by the unity, by the mutual connection, that in it we discover spirituality and not anywhere else. Let's move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part from the Zohar.